And now, Hot Topics.
I'd like to welcome Blaine and Shannon into studio this morning from Starbase. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Thanks. We've had Blaine in a couple of times. We usually do this twice a year, talk about the fun things that Starbase does in our community. And you brought a guest along with you this time.
Yeah, I did. Starbase has been here in Great Falls for quite a while, since 2011. It used to be called Starbase 2.0 because It's the next step in Starbase. It's now called Starbase Advanced. And Shannon was one of our teachers up in our classroom. But this last year, she decided that she wanted to take over the advanced program and grow the program in Great Falls. And so when I emailed you and said, hey, I'd like to come back on the radio, and you said, sure. I said, can I bring a guest? You said, yes. And I said, Shannon, let's go. And she said, I'm in. So she has a lot going on with that program. I'll let her talk about that, and I'll talk about what we have up at Starbase.
Perfect. Yeah. So Shannon, welcome.
Thank you. I'm the Starbase Advanced Coordinator, and we're currently expanding here in Great Falls, and we're super excited about it. We have a program at North and East currently, and then we're going to open a sixth grade program that will be hosted by Chief Joseph Elementary School, and we will be opening a fourth program, but more information to come when that is more developed.
Awesome deal. Let's tell everybody what Starbase is.
Well, Starbase is a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, math. We're funded by the Department of Defense. It's a program that has been around for quite some time, over 20 years, but we have two programs here in Montana, one here in Great Falls and one in Helena. Helena's been around since 2007. We've been here since 2011. We're completely funded by the Department of Defense, which right now is kind of an interesting thing with the whole government shutdown thing looming. Yep. We're good for this year. We're not 100% sure about the funding next year. Right now, the House of Representatives has us fully funded for next year. However, the Senate doesn't. So depending on what budget would go through, there's a chance that we could lose one Starbase per state. Obviously, we don't want to see that happen because we think it has a big impact on kids. We've actually done a survey of a little over 250 Great Falls high school students, and 92% of them said that their time at Starbase was valuable. 75% of them said that it made them feel like they could be successful in a STEM area. But the percentage I find the most interesting is 26% of the students we surveyed said that they're actually pursuing a STEM career because of Starbase. And I calculated it out. The 25 hours that they spend at Starbase is about 0.2% of their entire school time. Wow. So it's almost a non-existent amount of time in their entire, you know, years of schooling, yet 25% of them say that it influenced their career path.
That's crazy.
So it's, I think we do a lot of great things up there. We open up a lot of avenues for kids, and we'd hate to see that go. So hopefully the funding comes through, but we'll see what happens.
Wow, that is amazing. Maybe you can take that to the Senate and say, hey, look, this is what we're doing.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason we want to come on the radio with you is, you know, because we want people to... We still get, even though we've been here since 2011, some people still say, well, what is Starbase? So trying to get the word out there, let them know what we do up there. And then with this recent survey data of the high school students here in Great Falls, you know, it really shows that a lot of kids really enjoy the program. But not only do they enjoy it, it influences their career path. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Shannon, talk about what inspires you into doing all this.
I have a giant passion for science, technology, engineering, and math, and I'm also very passionate about teaching. So when you combine both of those things and see the value and the excitement it brings to children, I think is amazing. And the fact that what Blaine just talked about with those statistics, it does really make an impact on children. And we're in the business of positive youth development, and it's a big portion of what we can bring to this community.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. Are you a Great Falls native?
I'm not. I'm originally from Harrison, Montana, down by Bozeman-ish. I've been here since 2015.
Wow, okay. And did you teach in the public schools?
I have. I've taught middle school science, not in Great Falls, and I taught fifth grade in Great Falls for a year during the COVID shutdown. So I'm familiar with the district, but I'm most familiar with Starbase. I've been teaching at Starbase since 2015.
Nice, nice. I enjoyed science when I was in middle school. It wasn't as hard as high school science.
I get that. I'm also here with Blaine today because I'm looking for volunteers.
Oh, nice.
For our Starbase Advanced program. So I have one opening to be a STEM coach at East Middle School, And because our Chief Joseph Elementary sixth grade program is new, I have several openings, and the number of volunteers dictates the number of students we can serve.
Gotcha.
So if you would like to volunteer as a STEM coach, a science, technology, engineering, and math coach with Starbase Advanced, if you could email me at starbaseadvanced@mt.gov, that would be phenomenal. And shout out to the volunteers we already have. They absolutely are amazing humans.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What does a volunteer do?
They work with 3 to 4 students at a time. It's mentoring in the science, technology, engineering, and math realms. No experience necessary, but if you do have a career or a passion for those things, we need you.
Okay. All right. Could it go the other way, too, where the student's going to help out the volunteers? Because I could really use help in math.
Sure. We could probably find somebody for that.
Perfect. I like that. There you go. Blaine, you got something else you want to throw out there?
No, not really. Just, you know, if you have a fifth grader who has attended Starbase, you know, maybe ask them some of the things that they've done. You know, we try to show them everything that STEM has to offer. We try to show them different STEM options in the military. Kids get to see a C-130 airplane every Thursday, and we try to get other volunteers that are in the STEM fields up there to speak to the kids. But yeah, if you have a fifth grader out there, and ask them what they've done at Starbase, ask them their opinion about Starbase. And if they have positive, or, you know, if you think it's a positive program like we do, you know, reach out to those maybe senators and representatives. Sure. And say, hey, let's keep this program going, because it, based on our data and what we see every day up there, it definitely has an impact on the kids.
Absolutely, for sure. All right, good deal. Well, if that's all you guys have for us, we'll pass the word along. Continue to keep Starbase up and running. And thank you both for what you do in our community. We deeply appreciate you guys and your crew as well.
All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time to let us talk to everybody.
You betcha. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great day. That, my friends, has been Hot Topics right here on The Wolf.